These are the best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning.
We're talking about the best songs that have appeared in TV adverts. Do you know what's really weird is that, you know, we just noticed it the other day. We don't see as much TV adverts anymore because you watch so much streaming television.
That makes sense, yeah.
So there was a show we were watching, Anne and myself, it was a movie actually on ITV, and suddenly we were sitting there really engrossed in the ads because we hadn't seen ads in ages.
But when you started talking about ads earlier on, it did bring me back to waiting for your favourite ad to come on.
See, there was that as well.
Hoping that with the really cool music, the jeans one, you know, the one I'm talking about.
There was even a time when an ad would be released and there would be a build-up to it.
Yes.
And then you'd be told, it'll appear in the half eight ad break. And
but that still happens at Christmas time, I think.
That's true, actually, yeah, the John Lewis ads and all that.
Yeah.
God, this was huge. So a scene from it was, there's a cliff and they're all jumping off and into the water, they're swimming.
Was it
underwater. That's the
a phone company?
No, a phone company, yes. You're absolutely right, it was Vodafone. There was a time when the phone companies ruled the airwaves and they had to have really cool ads because they were competing against each other.
Oh, but they have cost a fortune to make those ads. When you're thinking about the
absolute
ads for the Super Bowl.
Fortune, yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Super Bowl ads, just ridiculous.
Millions.
Also, this was a great song. So if I tell you Stereo MCs, then the track is called Connected.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of gather it's something to do with communications, which would be another phone.
That was the car phone warehouse. Great old tune, great old
great
tune. Okay, I've got to give you another one, right? Do you remember, where is it? I'll keep that just for later, because I think this was the very first one ever that really kicked it all off. But this isn't. Do you remember this one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Love the song. McChristopher.
McChristopher, yeah.
Is this the guy that jumps in the ocean?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a brilliant song.
And didn't he swim from Ireland to New York?
Yeah, yes.
And then he comes out of the water and goes into a bar.
Or the other way around, New York to Ireland.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, he had to get home eventually anyway.
Return swim.
What was the ad?
Guinness.
There you go. Okay, if you go on 087-188-0008, this one was used in at least 10 different ads. Now, I don't know why you would do that, because then there would be confusion if you're buying this for your ad.
Was it cheap to get the music?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, it's a great tune.
It is a great song.
It's inspiring.
It's only a hit as well, Temper Trap.
Well, if they sold it to that many companies.
That's true, actually.
They probably made a fortune.
Can you remember any of the ads?
No.
Nor can I.
I like the song, though.
Was Bord Fáilte one of them? I seem to see some lads running with their surfboards down by La Hinch.
Yes.
Think, am I right? They're an Australian band. You think it was a phone company as well? Jeremy thinks.
I don't know.
Let's try and get this. We have at least 10 companies that use that.
Have you no Levi's ones there?
We can get to them. Eileen wants to get in.
Morning, guys. I'd like to build a world of home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. Is that Coca-Cola? Like to
build the world. Oh, well done.
Yes. I think this was the first sort of pop tune that became a hit because of an ad.
Describe the ad. I can't remember.
Ah, well, this was the 70s. So slowly but surely, people all gathered together on this hill and then all sang together. And they brought all cultures and creeds together. Yeah. I like to teach the world to sing. Yeah. So, and it was, I can't remember the name of the band.
Do you think that might have kick-started the trend of
pairing iconic images to
music.
Yeah, I think it did. I can't remember one before that.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Shane McGowan's cover of I Did It My Way for the Nike Air ACG ad.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. That's something else, isn't it?
That's kind of risky for Nike to do.
Yeah, Sex Pistols did that version of that as well, I think, Myra. Yeah, to go that sort of crazy.
Yes.
Was it in a time when they were... Did you ever see the movie called Air, about when Nike were about to go out of business? And then they signed up Michael Jordan, and then it all came up.
That's such a great movie.
It's a great movie, yeah. Isn't it? So maybe they were at that stage. They were going, well, what do we do now?
Yeah,
you
taking
know?
Risks.
Okay, Peter, what have you got for us?
Good morning, guys. Etta James in the Diet Coke ad.
Yes.
That's all you need to say.
I don't want you to work all day.
Oh, yes.
But I want you to be true.
Is this the window washer?
Yeah, and oh, but he was. There was also a guy doing a garden, wasn't there? Okay.
Oh, there was a construction worker.
There was a lot of them there. So it's not Lucy, it's Rebecca.
It
so
is
we make
me.
A different twist of reality from this letter, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Guys, quick question for you. How do I convince my husband to do Pilates classes with me? I've been doing them for 2 years and they're great. So I suggested to my husband that he start doing them with me as a way of doing something together. Mm. He cannot be convinced and said Pilates is just not for men, but it doesn't help that there are no men in my class. Can you please convince Keith to do them with me?
Okay.
Why are men so against Pilates? From Kira in Donabate.
Every time I see Pilates, right, anywhere, I always think it's a misprint for plates. Do you know what I mean? So, because I've never done Pilates. What is...
I don't love that you're writing notes about this. It's so,
I am actually, yeah.
You're actually writing things down.
What?
Pilates is incredible for your form, for your core, for your body, for your stretch and tone, for everything about you.
Doctor.
I even think it might be better for you than yoga, and I'm a big yoga advocate.
What is the difference?
So you can do reformers Pilates where you've got machines and it's all about stretching the limbs. It's staying in these kind of poses and stretches for long periods. Mm. It's elongating. It's extremely good for your tone if you want to look really toned. It's just really, it's an incredible workout.
So what do you think? What do you think should...
What do you want me to say to this?
No,
you know what I'm going to say.
No, listen, what we do here, and generally 99% of the time, Lucy and myself have completely different opinions.
Okay, you give yours then.
I say, Keith, do it. Couples who bend together, stay together.
Bend together.
Oh,
God.
As in Pilates, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think there's obviously, she's reaching out to say, look, there's something we need to share together, and I don't really want to share the bar with the lads.
Share a pizza on a Friday.
No, she wants more than that.
No, share a pizza on a Friday.
She wants him in Lycra.
Keith, stay away from the Pilates class.
Why?
Kira, go to Pilates on your own. It is your one sacred thing. It is your joy of joys. It's good for your mental and physical well-being. You make friends there. You said there's only women in the class. It's this wonderful no men zone. Why on earth would you want Keith there letting off wind and grumping about being there? Because that's what men do. They fart when they get all relaxed.
My yoga class always
lets off. But also, Kira, like, making someone do something they don't want to do is just never good.
Oh, something sensible. She needs to keep them together. There's
something going on here.
Yes.
This isn't going to keep them together, because if he's going to resent her by going, it's going to cause more friction. Do something that you're both going to enjoy. Is it a film club? Is it going running together? Is it going to a Pilates class? It will kill his soul and identity. Keith, don't go. And Kira, stop asking him to go, because when you have to make someone do something, that's quite obvious they don't want to do it.
Oh,
if he made you come down to the GA on a Thursday, you'd resent him.
Do you remember you said at the very start of this, I don't really have an opinion.
Imagine that.
I'm saying, Keith, you know what I mean? Stick on the Lycra, go down, keep her happy. You know, you get brownie points. Brownie points.
I hate this.
Brownie points are so important.
Happy wife, happy life. I hate it.
Couples who bend together, stay together.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So Rebecca admitted yesterday and again today that she has a bit of an L thing for Captain Von Trapp.
Who in hell hides your father?
From Sound of Music.
Can I say that?
What?
Does that mean what I think? Now, what does that mean?
I don't know what you said. So
it doesn't matter.
And I have a thing for Jessica.
Jessica who? Chastain?
No, Rabbit.
Oh, so not a real actress.
Character. See, this is the whole idea. We're doing characters.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Yes, yeah. In fairness, I thought the woman next door to your man in the Flintstones, she was quite nice.
See, it's all that's very odd to me that
what
you're only picking non-real.
Betty.
Betty.
Betty Rubble.
Betty Bimbo.
Yeah.
Betty.
Yeah, Betty Rubble. No, next door. Wasn't that her? Betty and Barney. Yeah. Barney was. Above his
is this because you can control the cartoon character? Like, why did you only pick non-real?
No idea. Let's go on, will we? Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. People are 087-188-0008 sending us in voice notes of all those characters.
Right, fancying characters in movies. I have absolutely no shame in saying that when I was younger, I fancied Simba. from The Lion King. No. The animated movie, Simba. Not as a little cub, but when Simba grew up, God, that was a good-looking lion. This is Becky in Dublin.
Becky, I understand completely what you're saying. See, I know exactly what she's saying.
No, that's strange now to me. Now, it was a lovely-looking, as in...
Not
to fancy, though. Fancy is a very different word.
Oh, Maria. Mm.
Like every woman of a certain age under the sun... Got to be Johnny from Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I would actually climb over the hubby to get to that.
No, hang on, Johnny or Danny?
Should say Johnny.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. There you go. Susan, come on, get in here now, quick.
I loved Richard Gere in Pretty Woman. Oh, well, I thought he was a great character altogether. And I'd love him to pick me up. the show.
Susan, you cheeky little devil. Okay. They're saying now not such a nice character if you really think back as to what was going on there.
Well, actually,
not that
romantic
story.
When you think about it.
Yeah, he was a dish.
One more, Bernard. I know what you're saying, Bernard.
Hi, guys. Surely it has to be olive oil.
Yes.
Bernard here.
Hey, it's so weird.
yeah, for Popeye's other
half. Really weird. That's so weird.
No. She was
I have a thing for SpongeBob SquarePants, and I'm going to go after him if I can.
Yeah, well, do you know what? It doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, wow. Because you're probably like, you could get him back.
There's a list of movies going around at the moment from movie stars, and they're the movies they're most embarrassed about being in.
Mm.
Okay. So I'll give you the star, you guess the movie.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's only been in great films. Is it the sexy one?
No, it was the very first one.
I don't know.
Can you remember her role?
No.
Grease 2.
I didn't even know she was in Grease 2.
Yeah, there you go.
I haven't seen it.
No, you don't want to. She said it's the worst movie ever made.
Oh, dear.
She stars in the role of Stephanie in Grease 2. I was young and I didn't know any better.
Oh,
there you go.
It's like not Sandy even. It's just
Yeah, Grease 2 was just nonsense.
No.
Zac Efron.
Everything.
Ah!
Everything.
No, we may be embarrassed by everything he does.
High School Musical?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
But like, no, he needs to...
It launched him. He needs to be grateful.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he does need to be grateful. And High School Musical Reunion was a cracking movie.
Well, it's also a cultish, like people are obsessed, but disappointing acting.
Yeah. I went to each of them.
Yeah, of course you did.
Obviously. Well, with Holly.
Yeah, sure.
So, like High School Musical 2 for me was like The Godfather 2.
I love this. Let's talk movies. High School Movie.
Again,
don't think I've seen them either.
Okay. Ah, your kids would love High School Musical.
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah, yeah. Christopher Plummer.
Oh, gosh. I really like him.
Yeah, everyone likes Christopher Plummer.
Can't think.
The Sound of Music. He said he's most embarrassed.
Why?
By playing Captain Von Trapp.
Why?
He says it was the toughest because it was so awful and sentimental and gooey. You had to work terribly hard to try and infuse some minuscule bit of humour into it.
Oh, I would disagree with that. You know, they've done a whole interrogation and analysis about that film, and it's very much about a dominant male and she's submissive, and it's quite actually sinister, his role.
It is.
So there you go.
Yeah.
He's not at all gooey and nice. So Christopher, you're wrong. He was a hottie in that, though, wasn't he?
Was he?
Oh, my God. Mr. Vontra.
Hottie McHottie.
Mm.
God, I didn't know that. I would have
loved
thought that.
Loved a bit of Mr. Vontra, yeah. Wouldn't have taken the kids now.
No, there was a lot of kids to take on, wasn't there? There was a lot of kids to take on. And then you have the Nazis floating around as well.
It was a busy life.
Busy life.
You
weren't
just getting a bit of a hottie.
She was an ex-nun in that, wasn't she?
She was.
She came out of the
away.
Yeah.
It was Julie Andrews. Beautiful film.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it was a bit twee, but then it was that's the way it was made. Kate Winslet.
Not Titanic.
Titanic.
No.
She hates Titanic.
How can you... Okay, can I just say, they're all such snobs. How can you say that about the thing that made you?
Well, there is that, isn't there,
and probably made you a multimillionaire.
Well, Kate Winslet... Titanic definitely made Kate Winslet. Christopher Plummer was made by Sound of Music.
And even Leonardo DiCaprio was kind of made by Titanic a little bit.
Yeah, he'd only done sort of one or two before
that. What's Eating Gilbert Grape
and Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, you see, that was good.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet, would you get over yourself?
Okay, Kate says her performance as Rose is a completely different... Every single scene, when I look back at it, I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah, but it's also 30 years. How long ago?
You did it like that? Even my American accent, I can't listen to it.
My first date ever with a boy was in Titanic. Guess how that went.
Yay, like the ship. Your first date ever.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a long, long movie to go on a date.
I thought you were going to say that's a long, long time ago. So yeah.
No, but you know what I mean?
Well, there was a lot of fumbling and trying to kiss. It was the most awkward.
Is that the movie?
Yeah,
okay,
and the movie.
Okay.
And then I realised if you eat cheesy nachos, no girl's ever going to kiss you. And that was the end of that.
But I don't think in a first date you go for a 5-hour movie, do you?
What was it? Some guys do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We always talk about our pets because we all got pets on this show, right? We always talk about our animals and our pets. And researchers are now doing MRI scans on dogs to see how their brain changes as they get older, right? Because it's this old adage of you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, they've said you can't, in fact, because like anything, a dog
gets... It's like the way I'm trying to change you, and you can't change a person.
No, you can't. A dog gets cleverer as they get older, obviously. So if you had a 12-year-old, 13-year-old dog, you probably could, if it's bothered. But scientifically, you could. But it got me thinking, does every one of our animals have a little trick? Now, my young fella, he's only very proud of my little young fella.
Going through a bit of a crisis.
But a little Stitchy.
You've got Stitch.
Stitch isn't even one yet. Stitch is only one.
Yeah, but
in
Stitch
there.
Is one of these like new, shiny, fabulous. Like Stitch is not Monty. Monty's been around 14 years.
Yeah, Monty. So Monty is up around the age my Rocky would have been. Yeah. He stayed on the earth. So anyway, what can Rocky? No, that's not Rocky. Rocky could never do any tricks, by the way. My other dog, he was a great dog, loved to bits, but he couldn't do a bloody thing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, he could sit, but sure, I could do that.
Monty relieves himself in the kitchen.
It's not a trick.
No, it is a trick. It tricks us every time. Every time I'm surprised
by
that.
But does he know he's doing that?
He hates us.
Does he look at you as he's doing it?
He's cross.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, God, what's the smell of the kitchen?
All right, yeah.
Oh, Monty... And I mean, I thought he was posh, hence why he got that name. Yeah, but it doesn't suit him. Wow. And then he rolls his tongue, which apparently is genius level. So if he's a little Shih Tzu. So if you look at him closely and go, "Give me a kissy," and he opens his mouth, he can roll.
Apparently,
only 1% of the world can so.
1% of the world of dogs, or the world
in the world in general can roll their tongue.
All right, okay.
Anyway, you try it. Oh my god. Okay, maybe it's not.
Maybe it's only 1% of the world can't. Well, there's nothing difficult about rolling your tongue. Do you mean roll?
I just curled it. Yeah, that's the thing.
Do you mean rolled it? Stitch at this stage, what we're teaching him, which is quite good, is the different names for his toys. I saw this amazing collie and he had about 20 toys and they can call and they'll go to each toy. Stitch has 3 toys at the moment that if we go Duck Duck, he goes to Duck. If we go Deirdre, he goes to Deirdre.
Sorry. Who's Deirdre? Have you another woman in there? Oh, Deirdre, my. Who's Deirdre? You never introduced me. Okay, Anne, you're a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Deirdre is a stuffed bear. But in his early days, he got amorous with the stuffed bear.
Oh, so we called her Deirdre. That's nice. It's good for him to have a lover.
Duck Duck, Deirdre and Ball. He knows those individually. Right?
Wow, what a genius.
Liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.